Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning all across the state of Michigan. And we're joined on the phone lines now by Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. You can find him on Twitter, at Rep. Walberg. Tim, thanks for joining us here on the program.
Well, good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Let's, man, there's so much to talk about, but really only about one subject, I think. The CARES Act has passed, of course, the emergency relief. We heard some updates yesterday. I hope you can just tell us perhaps a little bit more from Stephen Mnuchin, both on the small business aspect, which opens today, and on the individual payments, which Stephen Mnuchin said he hoped would happen in the next 2 weeks or so. Let's start with the small business angle, because that opens up today. What do people need to know about that?
Well, they need to know that it's meant to be used. I spent quite a bit of time yesterday on a conference call with the Hillsdale Hospital, and in fact, talking through with them what they needed to do as a small business, yet the third largest employer in Hillsdale County. And it's such a crucial entity right now to provide service. But today it opens up. I've been encouraging businesses to call their lender, bank, or credit union, whoever they're working with, even before today, to just make sure that the lending institution understood that they were going to be seeking a loan through SBA or the economic impact stimulus bill that was also in place for them, which isn't a loan. It's a loan, but it won't be a grant if they use it for the purposes intended.
Right.
The bankers are being informed daily on how this works. SBA understood that no way could they get the money out as quickly as necessary, just as one entity. So to work through the banks and the lending institutions is the best way to do it. It will be for businesses 500 or less. It's meant to be something that moves as quickly as possible. They expect to be getting those loans out within the next 3 weeks once the individuals from the organizations, from the businesses, make contact with them. And it will be used for the purposes of retaining employees, making sure that when we have an opportunity to open up businesses and the economy again, which I hope is sooner rather than later, that there will be employees there ready and available and the resources to bring them back online. So that's the purposes of the payback protection plan. And if there are any questions, please contact your lending institution or feel free to contact our office and we'll point you the right direction.
And you could also, walberg.house.gov has a new tab up there for coronavirus resources, so you can check there too. Congressman, the second thing that Stephen Mnuchin talked about yesterday were the direct payments to Americans, $1,200 for adults, each adult, $500 for each child. There was some, I don't want to say confusion, but some discussion about how long these payments would take. We had 3 weeks, maybe longer. Stephen Mnuchin said maybe 2 weeks. Yesterday, if the IRS has your direct deposit information on hand, they're setting up a website. So if they don't have your information, you could submit it. How quickly, you know, people heard about this now, what, 10 days ago or however long it was since it was approved and signed by President Trump. And now are waiting. Many are waiting and are looking for it. What do you know about how long it might take?
Well, that will take a little longer unless, of course, you are already set up for electronic transfer, direct payment to your bank account or account at your credit union, then it will be much more quickly accomplished. I wouldn't expect the individual payments to be in your bank account before a month takes place, but we're moving as quickly as we can. This is the first time we've done something like this, and when you think of the fact that anyone basically under $75,000 individual income or in a joint filing of husband and wife household income of $150,000, that will bring in $2,400 for the family and then each additional child, $500. Again, if you are set up for direct payment, that should happen more quickly within hopefully a month from the day that will happen. If you aren't set up already, there are ways to do that. And I would encourage, again, to go to my website at walberg.house.gov, and there is a whole panel there that will talk about the various aspects of the CARES Act for individuals, for families, and then, of course, for small businesses as well. So that's the way to get the information, and, again, don't hesitate to use that website.
Congressman Tim Walberg with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. You look at what's happening in Michigan, Congressman, particularly the Detroit area, seeing just a large number of cases of coronavirus right now. How do you think that Governor Whitmer has reacted and addressed the situation? How have the people of Michigan been handling this so far?
Well, first of all, I don't think any of our executive administration leaders, the governors or the president, have ever done this before. And so I think people need to watch what they take in from the national media, which sometimes you wonder if it's just meant to cause fear and commotion. And that's disappointing in many cases. But I think they've done their level best to try to meet the needs. Our governors, well, I'm certainly not going to be political here, whether I agree or disagree with certain aspects of the handling. It doesn't make any difference. She and her team are doing what they feel needs to be done, our state legislature as well, and the president. I appreciate the president having his weekly updates. It gives us a chance at least one time a day to get on-the-ground knowledge of what's taking place. But remember, the best thing that we can do is stay home, shelter ourselves, no matter how that feels, whether we'd like to get out and use that cheap gas that's out there at the pumps right now. The best thing to do is to stay home, and we'll get through this more quickly. The fact that, you know, she has closed down all the businesses, there are people like myself that are requesting further consideration about all of the business aspects that should be shut down. When you think, for instance, of lawn care, I think you could get people out to do that now. That small crews, at the very least, that are working outside in the fresh air, doing those type of things. If you do that, you get people back to work. They didn't have much snow to push this past winter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these teams want to get out. When you think of some of the manufacturing and how that could be done in the workplace, and keep that 6-foot distance, use the best practices. Yet we need to get the economy going again as soon as possible, because you're going to have extenuating circumstances that are psychological, that are physical as well. If you don't get people back doing the thing that people are meant to do, and that's to work to accomplish things. The president, massive, when you think of 50 states and territories beyond that, trying to make sure that we get the right care to people, that we get the right economic stimulants to people. That's a huge process. So I think Americans need to do what we can do. And I think some of that is just simply recognizing the blessings that we still do have.
Yep.
And the opportunities to help out.
Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Find him on Twitter at Rep Walberg or walberg.house.gov. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra year of warranty. That's an industry-leading 3 years of warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry! The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is only for a limited time.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like
a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.